The figures are very dire and they have massive consequences for coastal communities right around Ireland, but in particular in the port of Killybegs, where we have seen record low levels of landing. We've seen record low levels of fish being processed in the port. Historically, Killybegs has been the premier port of Ireland. This is now in jeopardy. We see firsthand less and less fish being landed, less and less weeks being worked in the factories. And that has now come to a stage that we have hit rock bottom and we're record low levels.
And Brendan, we hear a lot, well, we've heard the last few months regarding other countries encroaching in really on Irish fishing waters. Is this having an impact as well?
Absolutely. In terms of blue whiting, which was a stock that was being processed in Killybegs, that has been totally undermined by the activities of the Faroe Islands and other countries that transship through the Faroe Islands. It has undermined the market. But you see, when you contrast the state of the Irish fishing industry to that of Norway or Iceland and the Faroese, these countries have a booming economy in fisheries, where ours is struggling.
And Brendan, what knock-on effects does this have on these communities like Killybegs?
Well, in terms of Killybegs, which is solely dependent on fishing at the port and all the ancillary services, we have a situation now where there's going to be at least 6 to 7 weeks less work available. That's going to have knock-on consequences for the service sector, from the net maker to the pallet maker to those that transport fish. There's going to be a ripple effect here that is going to have devastating consequences for the entire southwest Donegal Peninsula.
So, Brendan, what's the future for this?
Well, the future is that we have on our doorstep the best fishery asset in all of Europe. We have the most modernised factories in all of Europe. We have the skills and techniques that can drive this industry. But what we do need is a government that's willing to fight our corner, a government that's willing to put marine and fisheries front and centre. If this happened in any other sector of the economy, there would be a task force set up. There would be a strategy to revive and rebuild the sector. That doesn't seem to happen when it comes to fishing. But what's needed here is we are a maritime nation. We're an island nation that has got the largest fishing grounds in all of Europe. And it's time that this government, or whatever government replaces it, puts fishing on the agenda and is willing to fight for it.